Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Another great week for It's the Real.
Another great week.
So before we get into all that, let's shout out our friends over at Dollar Shave Club.
Dollar Shave Club, if people don't know, it is a monthly service where they will send to your door all of your shaving and body needs for that month. We're talking 4 razor blades.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking the handle if you don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking the shave butter.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking aftershave and body wash and the soap. You're coming out looking like you actually take care of yourself.
So all of this shows up to your door. It's not like you're running out to the drugstore. This comes to you.
Yes.
And Jeff, you used all of these things today. How'd it go?
I look like I have showered and shaved probably for the first time in my life.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes.
I mean, it should be said, you have never used a razor before. You've always used one of those electric shavers.
Yes, one of those fancy electric shavers.
You know, from the 1950s.
I got the foil shaver. It stinks.
Yeah.
I've been shaving with electric razors and this electric foil razor for the past, 18 years. I've never quite gotten the shave that I want, but today, when I used Dollar Shave Club's executive razor,
mm-hmm.
and this isn't some, podcast bullshit. I'm not just selling for the point of selling.
Not for real, for real.
I got the best shave of my life. No bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, I actually look like I got as close to the skin as possible.
So, yeah, and by the way, the greatest thing is you did not cut yourself, so congratulations.
I mean, I nicked myself once, but, okay.
You didn't end up in the hospital, yeah. Which was definitely a possibility.
Yeah, you really thought that we would not be doing this podcast today.
Here we are. You got all this stuff sent to the apartment. It all came in a box. It's just a few dollars a month at the highest quality. Why would you do anything else?
I mean, I'm definitely not going back to the electric foil razor, that garbage.
In addition to that,
yeah,
you can get the first month for free if you go to dollarshaveclub.com/waste. And by the way, that's W-A-S-T-E. If you go to dollarshaveclub.com/waste, you get the first month free for all of this quality stuff showing up to your door. You're a sucker if you're doing anything else.
Here is your chance to see why over 3 million members like me, Jeff Rosenthal, love Dollar Shave Club. Dollar Shave Club is so confident in the quality of all their products. Now you can get your first month of the club for free.
Yes.
Just pay shipping. After that, it's just a few bucks a month. No long-term commitment. No hidden fees. There's no reason not to do it. It is not a waste of time.
Hey, hey, hey.
Get yours at dollarshaveclub.com/waste, waste. That's dollarshaveclub.com/waste.
All right, so this week
we went to our cousin's wedding.
Well, first of all, can we just say we love our cousins?
We love our
anything
cousins.
We say after this is not a judgment on them. Certainly it was what was in the air. Mercury's in retrograde, right? So there was a lot going on. What happened this weekend?
Our cousin got married for the first of 3 weddings.
Well,
to the same
girl.
To
the same woman, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it should be said. Same girl, same cousin, 3 weddings. This is the first one. It was in Staten Island, first bad sign.
Okay, yeah. Next one's going to be in Vegas, and the following one is going to be in Maryland.
Right. But you can tell that we love our cousin because we went to Staten Island for his first of 3 weddings. It was a lot of texts and emails leading up to the actual ceremony.
Because we needed to get the dress right, because, surprise, surprise, honestly, a surprise.
Yeah.
We're in the wedding.
It's like finding out that you just had a baby.
So you have to get a specific outfit. You know, we had to wear a burgundy shirt, gray pants, and a gray tie. And I don't know if it was you who said this or our brother Dan who said this, but one of you guys said we look like Dwight Schrute from The Office.
I mean, what really happened is that we got in the elevator, the first full body image that we were able to see of ourselves,
because like reflection in the elevator,
we looked like you and I worked at the Marriott,
right?
And Dan, who was wearing a suit jacket, was our boss.
Yeah, he had a little tie clip. I mean, yeah. we it was embarrassing. So
we looked like bellhops who get high behind room 112.
It was just a terrible one block walk to that zip car. I was just I didn't want to walk near you guys. I didn't want to be seen near our boss. It was bad. So we drove the 1 hour over to Staten Island because
we love our cousin.
We love our cousin.
Yeah.
And then we get off the bridge and, we, you know, whatever. The directions are like right turn, left turn, right turn. So we put the phone down with the directions.
Yeah, we're looking for 225 whatever.
2205, yeah. And we make a right turn. And I realize the numbers are going up. We're in the 2300s, 2400s. I was like, this is not right. Need to turn around. Let me just look at my phone and check for directions. And whoop, then...
Cops right behind us.
Cops run up on us real quick. And there's two cops in the car, and both of them get out. Because in this fucking routine traffic stop, we look like...
We looked like we were caterers, and they thought that we were caterers slash drug dealers.
Yes. We look like we're headed to work. It's not like we're looking to, like, get that work, you know?
So the lieutenant pulls up on the right, and
just the... not necessary. And the rookie...
Yeah.
The rookie, this Russian woman, shows up on my side and gives me a hard time. And then they take 25 minutes behind us to write a ticket for holding my stupid cell phone because it's the first time we're on Staten Island. And by the way, the stupid zip car, you realize this, had Florida plates. So I'm sure like that was
like... Yeah, they
like,
were just like, oh.
Target. Easy target right
there. Yeah, they were like, oh, you're going up and down I-95.
That's right. Get that work.
Yeah.
So now we're running real late. And I don't want to be the guy who pulls out my phone after I just got a ticket to type to everyone that we're running late. So we show up and, you know, we only have limited time in this space. And the three of us pull up and all our aunts come through and they're just like, oh, my God, you guys look so great in your matching burgundy shirts. That's the worst. I hate you. We look terrible. We know that. They know that. But they still want to be like, you guys looking sharp. So we get to taking the pictures. And I don't know about you, Jeff, but I hate taking wedding pictures.
The camera woman kept being like, do the goofy pose. Do a wacky pose.
I hate that. I hate that.
Why don't we have the groom lay across all of your arms?
The best was that the groom's brother was just like,
nope.
No.
Yeah, absolutely not. So
that, and by the way, the only thing that the photographer would say was that it was perfect. Walk towards the camera. It's perfect. Crying baby in your arms. Perfect. Little kid running by, it's perfect.
Stupid burgundy shirt, perfect.
Hate that. Hate that. I never want to see any of these pictures. I hated that some of the pictures showed up on Facebook, and it's just embarrassing.
Yeah.
And so all through this day, even when we left, our brother Dan was like, I can't wait to take this stupid shirt off and burn it. I can't wait to take this stupid burgundy shirt off and donate it to the Salvation Army. I can't wait to take this shirt off, period, as we're stuck in 2 hours of
New Jersey traffic
on the New Jersey Turnpike.
And we get home, and Dan, shirt in his arms, says, oh shit, we might need this shirt
two more weddings
for the next wedding.
Congratulations to our cousin.
This week's episode.
Yeah, we have Isaiah Rashad on the podcast. TDE?
Yeah, TDE's own.
Top Dog Entertainment.
He's part of the same family as Kendrick Lamar, as Schoolboy Q, J-Rock, Absol, SZA.
Yeah, all of them. The whole gang. And he's from Chattanooga, Tennessee. We talk about his Southern hospitality. We talk about Usher. Yeah, yeah. We talked about his journey over the last 2 years, which, by the way, spoiler alert, not easy.
Yeah, but highs and lows. And he is an awesome kid. We're really happy for him. He has a new project out.
Yep. And also, speaking of good kids, we interviewed Big Baby Drum. That interview is up right now on fullscreen.com. You can watch it. That guy
has the widest smile I've ever seen.
He and the best energy. I hope that everyone could just be around that aura. What a good dude. Anyway, Isaiah Rashad coming up. Jeff, when do you want to get into this episode?
Right now.
Yo, what up, it's Eric, a.k.a. Ricky Henderson, a.k.a. Handy with the Seal. Yo, what up, it's Jeff, a.k.a. Tantric Sex, a.k.a. Slowpoke.
Ayo.
The fuck, dog?
No, it's ZayWop, yo. I just called myself that. I spoke about myself in third person, and I don't feel comfortable doing it, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, this is a waste of time with this thrill. Bow, 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 Isaiah, what up?
What's up, dude?
What's happening?
Everything.
Welcome to the Upper West Side.
Thank you for bringing me.
Yeah, of course. Well... How long have you been in town?
I think about 12 hours, about 12, 14, maybe something like that.
And you've just been running around?
Today, yep. Watched VMAs last night, crashed, yep. Got up this morning, and been chilling ever since.
What'd you think of the VMAs?
I liked it.
That's a I'm very controversial
view. I like that shit. Yeah, that shit was funny. Mm-hmm. Key and Peele was trolling trollers who were trolling. It was like watching somebody break the fourth wall for me. The whole shit.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't watch it, by the
way.
Yeah.
So, oh, like, damn. It's almost like we were out to dinner for our friend David Cho's birthday, and we had bigger things to do. Well, and then, do you watch The Night Of on HBO?
She just said something about this shit, and I'm like, nah, I just started watching Game of Thrones. I just caught up to all that shit.
Okay, hold on. Right. Before we even get into Game of Thrones, we do want to say, so we started out doing this podcast strictly on iTunes and SoundCloud, and the normal, like, audio version.
Yeah. Right. But now we have cameras here. And you can watch it on fullscreen.com/itsthereal every week.
The greatest thing about it is, you get it a week early. You can watch it, which is cool, because you can see, like, what color our apartment is. You can see the Dan Charnas book. You can see the Shea Serrano book.
You see 100 bands sitting on the table for no reason.
Oh, yeah. So that's... Actually, it's more than 100, just for the record.
My bad.
Yeah, we got you.
That's a cool million right there.
Oh, she ain't never seen a million in person.
In any event, Game of Thrones.
All
right. We never watched it, right? Like, we're not into dragons. We're not into, like, you know...
Sci-fi.
Far-fetched sci-fi stuff.
I didn't want to admittedly be into dragons. That's one of the parts of fiction I don't like.
Right, yeah.
But it's hard, though.
Well, who got you into it? Who was the one who pushed you?
And continuously seeing it on Twitter.
Yeah? Okay. You felt left out?
What? UpRocks. I think that's the website. Mm-hmm. I think they kept posting about it. I'm like, all right, I'm going to check it out. It's cool, though. It's cool. It got a lot of drama. Got a lot of incest. It's really weird. I mean, it's a lot of fucking.
The incest is so dope. when people talk about Game of Thrones and they say.
It's the basis of it, though, is incest. I'm like, gross.
What season are you up to now?
I'm finished. I done went through it.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm type of nigga that'll read a synopsis and then, like, before I even read it anyway. So before I knew everything that happened before I even watched it.
Oh, you did?
I read every episode before I even watched it.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm the type of nigga to do that. Like, what depending on the movie, I might wait a day before, or wait a day after it come out, read the whole Wikipedia, really
and
decide.
And still go see it.
Yeah?
So you're, like, okay with spoilers?
I love spoilers.
Big fan of spoilers.
I love spoilers.
Do you like Cliff Notes?
Yeah.
Cliff Notes is a spoiler.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And see, Cliff Notes help you graduate.
We knew nothing about the series, other than, like, again, dragons, the incest... All the things you couldn't miss on Twitter, like, I mean, I don't want to get into it for those people who don't know.
Everybody's seen it now.
I mean, everybody's seen it. Yeah. If they haven't seen it, you're going to see it. Like,
well, you don't give a shit anyway.
I don't give a... I just needed something tight to watch, bro. Like, I got through with fucking... All right, did you ever watch Hannibal?
No.
The show?
No.
With what's dude's name?
Silence
with
of the Lambs.
From the Bitch Better Have My Money video?
Rihanna.
No, the dude, not the chick. The fuck?
We're just starting rumors.
He's like, I don't want to just throw a dude's nationality, but he looks like German. He got one of those.
Looks German.
He got
looks
one of those
German.
Strong chins.
Yeah, sturdy
Russian
chin.
I think he played German a Bond villain. I think he played like the last Bond villain or something.
He looks like his parents hated Jews, right? Yeah. He looks like that.
What?
We know who you're talking. Yeah.
You're crazy.
What?
We know
who you are.
What are you guys?
No, we haven't watched Hannibal.
No, dog.
You cruised through that.
They canceled because of low ratings like last year or a year and a half before. But it was like the best show ever. Like,
can you find it online now?
Yeah.
Oh,
iTunes,
so you just,
all that stuff.
Wait,
that
best
shit.
Show?
Like, it's literally like rating wise.
Yeah.
Like Rotten Tomatoes type of shit. Like 97, 96 type of shit.
Really?
But like viewership was like under a million.
Well, okay.
It was on NBC, though, and like 9 o'clock at night. And it's an hour-long ass, no commercial ass having show.
Definitely missed that.
Yeah.
Are you the type of guy who goes on to Rotten Tomatoes, reads the reviews, and takes that into consideration before you go see?
No, I'm going to do that when I'm finna rent it on iTunes, though. I like to see a little. I like to see a good 76 up there.
Really?
A little 69 or something.
Something positive.
Yeah, something. So I know I'm not finna watch a 2007 sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
That's really it. Outside of that, I'm cool with it. Like everything.
Yeah, what else have you been watching? I feel like we can just talk about TV the entire time.
Hannibal, what else? Psycho-Pass. That's an anime.
Okay.
Watching that shit.
Nope. You lost us with that one, too.
Feel me? Attack on Titan, another anime.
Nope.
A fucking lit. A lot of rappers love anime.
Bro, violence is like the best come down of real life. Watching somebody get like chopped in half or some shit, or like some parasite bust out of somebody's chest.
Sure.
You're all about it.
Yeah, but I could just watch Men in Black.
Men in Black is funny though, and I don't want no funny. You ever seen It Follows?
No.
It's like a movie that came out like last year. It's an STD It's a what? Fucking, what's it called? Fucking something transmitted disease.
Sexually?
No. It's like, it's, you basically get haunted. It's like a sexually transmitted haunting. Real shit.
Like, I mean, like, not real shit.
Somebody
yeah.
fuck you.
Uh huh.
Everywhere you go, it follows you. And when it gets you, it kills you.
That is a bummer.
And it looks like whatever. My nigga, it can look like whatever.
You willfully watch this.
Yes. Great. Goddamn. It got like a 95 around to me. That shit was lit.
So anything that's well rated, you will watch.
It was lit.
No, that's not.
Anything that's lit that don't have a major company behind it, anything with a good rating with not a major company, I know it got like some type of creative
something. Wait, let me ask you a question. If you go on like Yelp and you're going to go like check out a restaurant.
I'm a Yelper.
You're all about. Wait, are you about reading the comments?
I need a number. I need at least 244 reviews or 175. I need to know they went there. If you went there, even if they said it was trash, enough people went there.
I don't know that I trust the reviews online.
I don't trust nobody.
Wait, do you leave reviews?
Quantity of reviews. I do, and my reviews are bogus.
You're
bogus, I'll say some shit like, it was cool, but they didn't give me no napkins, so fuck them. You know what I mean? Some shit like that, or some shit like, I'll go review McDonald's on your ass. You ever told them niggas to give you a fresh pack of McNuggets, like tell them, demand they make it fresh? It's like first happy meal you ever had in your life.
Are you the guy that fucked the McChicken sandwich yesterday?
No, bro. Hell no. What you talking about? You crazy.
Did you see that though?
No.
McChicken was trending.
For what?
And
some
by the
guy
way,
literally fucked a McChicken sandwich.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't watch it. I'm just saying it was there.
Whatever.
Yeah, once again, I read the synopsis, so I got the
you knew.
I got it.
Yeah. Yo, if you see something trending these days, you know it can't be good, right?
No, someone
it
died.
Depends.
Yeah, someone died.
It depends.
No, it's bad.
What's
news.
Good and what's bad though? It's like some shit's just funny.
No,
like, you look at it just cause it's funny. Like even like the Trump shit, like Trump running for president. If he wins,
it's hilarious.
It's like a big fuck you to like the government.
Right.
I don't take it as a fuck you to me. I take it as a fuck you to the government.
That he is doing well.
No, yeah. Basically, that enough people want the government to be fucked.
Wow.
Look how astonished.
I feel like America America really is like a fucking, I feel like we are.
Like a McChicken.
No, we like just America, like the idealism is like for real. Like the principles of capitalism, all that shit is like at the forefront. So like we a big joke to ourselves because we live in what we believe for real. So Donald Trump being the president, if he becomes president, it's basically because people want to say, fuck this shit. I feel like.
I don't know. I've been arguing with a kid from my high school on Facebook for the past 24. I've talked to him maybe like once in my real life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he's the type of guy.
He's the type of guy who posts. He came up to me at my high school reunion and said, "Hey, like I see you in all these videos with rappers. Like I love them. I laugh at all of them." And I'm like, "I think we're laughing at different things. Like you are.
He's
so
definitely
racist.
Laughing
yeah.
at. Yeah.
Mm. Feel me?
Yeah. Like he's the worst. And so he also wore capris to our graduation. So fuck him.
Strike two.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. But anyway, so I've been arguing
capris
24 hours.
Is it a college graduation?
No, this is high school. Ice blue capris. Yeah.
So fuck that guy, yeah. What did he say on Twitter or on Facebook
about he's going in on Colin Kaepernick?
Oh,
for not standing for the national anthem.
No, get over it.
Yeah,
he said
he should leave the country and go to North Korea or be traded to ISIS, which would be the best.
Get traded to ISIS?
Yeah, for two.
We don't even like pay for hostages. How are we gonna trade somebody?
He said it would be the best trade the 49ers ever did. And so I said that he should leave the country, and then that's where it started.
Well, and what has happened since then?
Not a lot of progress.
Okay.
Gonna say, I haven't really bridged the gap.
I don't know why. I think you should just stop. Like, what's the point of continuing?
Facebook, the worst place. Facebook,
are you on Facebook?
The worst place. Of course. Under a different name, though.
Ah. Smart.
What's your name, though?
Dom Dom.
Dom Dom?
Yeah.
Sounds made up.
But when we had,
it is made up, but it sounds made up.
When we had Ferg up here, we were like, "Hey, is this your real Facebook account? Because it's friended me, it's friended Jeff, it's friended like a whole bunch of people. We have so many people in common." And he was like, "I'm not on Facebook."
And we were like, "Oh, well, that's sort of a bummer for me."
I know.
Yeah. Thought you see it pop up.
Yeah, like ASAP Ferg is liking all my posts.
I definitely wished that ASAP Ferg a happy birthday, and it was not him.
No,
was it his birthday though?
I don't know.
He probably had a good birthday regardless.
Yeah. I'm not gonna wish your friend on Facebook. Your capri wearing, Trump supporting.
Fuck that dude.
Yeah, it's fine. He blocked me for like 12 of those hours. So now I'm back.
He blocked you and then unblocked you?
Yeah.
So you added him back as a friend?
No, sure didn't.
He added you back?
I guess so. I don't know.
And you accepted that shit. So that's
no, it didn't
work
out. Wow. This interview is going very well.
Yeah, I was supposed to be on the radio, not you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So
you are originally from Chattanooga.
Yeah, I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Like born and raised?
Born and raised.
Really?
Yup.
How many siblings?
I got three, four.
Four, including yourself?
I got an older brother and an older sister from my dad. And yep. I got a younger brother and two younger brothers from my mom's second marriage.
Oh, so really you're do you consider yourself the oldest or the middle child?
I'm close to both of them. I'm close to my mom's kids and my dad's kids. So I'm like oldest and youngest and middle. I got all those complexes.
Yeah.
I got every one of those complexes, yeah. I got an older, younger, middle kid complex.
What's the age difference between you and the oldest?
Me and the oldest, I'm born on his birthday.
Oh.
I'm born May 16th. He was born in 1979.
Okay.
I was born in 1991. May 16th, same day, around the same hours.
And what do you guys connect on besides both being the same?
Bitches. He probably gave me all my bad habits.
You
he knows it.
Yeah?
Yeah. We had a whole talk about like how we can't really hang around each other right now with all this shit happening. I'm like, when it drop, I want to chill with you, but we just be getting into stupid shit together.
Because you're too similar.
Because we too similar.
Really?
Way too similar. My brother fucking bust open a box of Patron on the way like from the airport to get me. And I don't need
a
to be.
A box of Patron?
Bro, he rides with like four
like
boxes.
Box of wine?
Patron. Yeah.
Boxes of the green four.
Yeah.
I can't be around that.
He's just in a celebratory mood.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day?
Turned every day.
What does he do for a living?
I want to talk about it.
All right.
All right.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Where does he live?
I want to talk about it.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Are you Facebook friends?
Nope. I want to talk about it.
Is Tom down Facebook friends?
Oh, yeah. I'm friends with, yeah.
So Chattanooga is like 2 hours from everywhere, right?
Like damn near.
Yeah, like 2 hours.
It's like
from
2 hours, like an hour and a half from Atlanta, an hour and a half from Nashville, an hour and a half from like Knoxville.
Yeah,
an hour and a half from Birmingham, 2 hours from Birmingham.
Do you consider consider it to be a college town?
Chattanooga?
Yeah.
Well, the ATL twins, fuck them. call it a big ass ghetto. So I'm like, I guess it's really.
Wait, are you watching ATL twins video interviews? Or do you just hear about like that one because they dissed Chattanooga?
Because they're from Chattanooga. That's kind of weird.
They're from Chattanooga?
Yeah.
They're the ATL twins.
They're from Chatt, though.
Actually, you want to know who else is from Chattanooga? Usher.
Yeah.
Very little known fact.
You want to get into that?
I do want to get into that.
Yes.
Let's don't.
Okay.
What?
Let's not.
What? Do you know where he's from?
I got like this weird in between being a Chattanooga nigga. Like, Chattanooga's like low-key loved Usher, but like low-key hate on him because he ain't did a show there since he was 15.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, damn, bro. Last time I saw Usher, my way was out.
He just went back to Chattanooga for like a hospital visit. I saw that
for
in the
his
news.
Grandma.
He's trying.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I feel niggas and shit.
But you don't support it. Do you listen to his music, though?
Yeah, bro. I'm not going to act like I hate Usher, bro.
Right.
I'm a bitter fan who just hasn't seen Usher in Chattanooga enough.
Look, let's just... like,
yo, Usher, come back to Chattanooga.
Come to chat. Yeah. When Confessions dropped, that's all I wanted to see was Burn Live.
Mm-hmm.
Dot went back to Compton and, like, you know what I'm saying, turned it up one time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas go back to New York. But I guess when you 15, though, when you 15, your mom move you out because you're a talented singer. Don't nobody really... it really don't really count like you claim in Atlanta.
And Puffy was, like, calling him, you know. Puffy
right,
wasn't
yeah,
coming to Chattanooga. Just Puffy, if you're watching this, come to Chattanooga.
Everybody come to chat. Everybody come to chat. Q going to chat. Q going to be in chat this year.
Yeah?
Right. Yep. He got a show date this year.
Are you going to be?
I'm trying to pop up in chat, yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
What's stopping you?
You don't want people to think you're Usher.
Nah.
Yeah.
I already get those.
Do you?
What, yeah, you think you just from Usher? LA. You out here wearing Birkenstocks and shit and fucking.
That's
I'm
not
like,
LA at all.
I guess, though, but it ain't necessarily like a regular chat, dude. I'm supposed to have on Jabos and like, so I want some Jabos bad as fuck. I don't know. Man, I want some Jabos bad as fuck.
Okay, hold up. So. Growing up in Chattanooga, would you say that you are like the definition of like Southern hospitality?
Like what's in that bag?
No. just like, do you feel like you operate what's that?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah?
I get real offended when niggas don't hug me.
Well, so like you come to New York, you go to LA.
Real offended.
Not the same.
It's
feeling.
Not the same. When niggas don't hug me, dog, I get real offended. I'm like, you can't take the fact that in LA, like if you brush somebody's shoulder, you got to be like, my bad. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Wait, where are you walking in LA?
Everywhere.
What?
No, you drive
you
in
drive
LA.
Everywhere.
No, you probably take an Uber everywhere.
No, I took an Uber one summer. The summer I got signed, spent about 10 bands on Ubers. Let's not tell nobody that.
Yeah, just one of these.
Give me that. Stop, baby.
That's Uber money right
here. That's Uber money right here, baby.
Wait,
stop doing that. I started riding with Matt. I started around with my manager, Matt, and then he started giving me hell, so I went and got a car. It's another 10 minutes. That's all about
it. Our pile of money is just crumbling.
Wait, so you dedicated one summer strictly to Uber?
Me and my homie Ty moved out with, and my homie Rob was like, fuck it. Like after we had this rental for like 2 months, we was like, shit, we're going to Uber. Well, and we Ubered everywhere.
Just like the song.
Everywhere.
But
was getting XLs, though. And then going we was getting XLs of and then course going. You ran through that money. His weird ass Dave, you can't see him, send me the fucking Bodega Louie one of the first times. Like, you gotta bleep out his face. Like, fucking, and so I'm like, shit, we finna go to Bodega Louie, nigga. I don't give a fuck. We gonna pull up in an XL, nigga. I don't give a fuck, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Hop out thinking I'm a young stunting ass nigga that Uber like 150, 152. I'm like, shit, I'm still get a steak, nigga. I'm Dave free. The fuck? You're getting a steak, nigga. The fuck? Like, what? TD, nigga, top dog. Hustle like you broke, but you got to work like you broke, too. You can't. And then I got broke. Well, I'm good, though.
But what a way to go out.
Have you done Uber Pool?
Uber Pool? On accident. I was in the whip with my homie the other day. Like, he was supposed to, like, take us to the studio. Because, like, I just didn't. My lift didn't work because I had a temp card or whatever.
Yeah.
Just got money, feel me?
Hey.
All right, fucking, so he got the Uber Pool. And then, like, dude pull over all of a sudden, hit a jerk. And then some girl hop in like, go, 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 go. And I'm like, the fuck?
You're like, what is this?
It's not, I didn't call Uber. So like, I'm like, it's two of us in the car already. Like, he shouldn't pull up and get nobody else because you don't know how many people she gonna have, whatever the fuck. So she like, I just had a Tinder date or whatever the fuck, blind Tinder date. And I just lost all my fucking employees in Dallas. And she just had her whole long.
Wait, she how does that correlate? Her whole history?
She like started going ham.
Bro. Like she's in therapy.
Like therapy. And I'm just like, as soon as it got deep, she hopped out. As soon as it got to the point where I wanted to ask some questions, where I'm like, all right,
yeah,
fuck it. Tell she was like, I'll see you guys later. And then like just hopped out. And was like, all right. She was like, I'm sorry, I just been drinking at work. We got tossed at lunch. And then I hit a random Tinder date.
Keep going. Like, tell your driver.
Yeah, I'm like, let me, like, we want to know some more. Yeah.
I feel like it's like weird, like, guerrilla marketing for the night of. Like, she's like definitely Andrea.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Just ready to get murdered.
You should watch it.
Yeah.
You should watch it. Do you want to know what happened?
So who's Andrea? So you said Andrea. I'm thinking Walking Dead. I'm like, she been dead.
No, I haven't seen Walking Dead.
No, Andrea is the
girl. You ain't watched The Walking Dead?
Nope. No.
You're tripping.
No, we're not into, like, you know,
zombies.
Yeah.
It's not about that.
It is, though.
It's about the psychological idea. If there's a fucking zombie apocalypse, what am right. I going to do and how
it's
am
like
I going to handle it?
It's like a workplace comedy where everybody is dead.
Is my homie going to have my back for real?
Wait. So after you watch the show, you go to all your friends and you're just like,
bro, we've had a fucking really plan for 4 years, bro. We have a dead ass fucking
dead walk
plan down. No, as soon as a fucking breakout, bro, some shit, like, when you remember like 6 years ago, they was talking about niggas like eating somebody's face on the random.
Yes.
Before
yeah.
they said it was bath salts.
Yeah,
nigga, we was ready to go to Walmart strap up for real. It's like, we got a whole escape plan, and now we know that boat shit don't work. You know what I'm saying? You can't just hop on a boat because then you got pirates. It's the worst. As soon as you hop on a boat with a gun, you come a pirate.
You are so.
I think that's a sword.
In case
2016.
Okay, so you are ready in case there's a zombie.
You know how to use a sword?
I don't know how to use a sword. I did watch Game of Thrones. Didn't learn how to use a sword.
I can do this twice. I can do both of them.
Yeah. You were having two separate conversations.
For me?
No, I do not know how to use a sword.
No, I do.
Hold up. Hold up.
Yeah.
You're ready for the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
You and all of your friends. You made sure of it.
Me and 10 of my friends are ready.
10.
And 2 of my actual relatives. The rest of them don't believe it's going to happen. I've had this conversation with people for real. I'm dead ass about it.
What supplies do you have?
I'm more ready for the zombie apocalypse than the nuclear apocalypse.
Yeah, Eric. Come on.
Right.
Don't be
stupid.
Sorry.
I'm not
like
I'm going to
live through that shit.
Yeah. Like, come on. All right. So what supplies do you have in case of a zombie apocalypse?
No, we have a plan, bro.
Okay.
There's no supplies because you got to steal all that shit.
Right.
You need an 18-wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
Two
18-wheelers.
One that can carry you need one of those with a really long bed so you can, like, one of those, little, you know, the little chips in the back. So you can put two compact cars in it because you don't need to travel within traveling. The other 18-wheeler needs to be refrigerated so we can, like, take shit from different Walmarts and shit.
You really thought about this.
Really thought about this. We really need to find a marina and we need to, like, kill the dude, whoever's there. I'm about it. It's like, when that shit pops off, if you ain't with us, you against us, bro.
Yeah, Eric. What about Usher?
Yeah, Usher.
Diddy. Mm-hmm. Do you have bottled water?
I mean, dog, all you got to do is put some water on the fucking in a pot and make it hot and it's purified.
Do you know how to start a fire?
Yeah. with a lighter. I got a lot of Bics. That shit ain't going out no time soon.
Be honest, were any of your friends disappointing in their answers? You're like, oh, I'm not going to tell you, but
yeah, just that some niggas was on some, like, let's invite some people type of shit. And I'm like, I feel y'all niggas, but, like, I'm trying to kill somebody when that shit pops up.
Just for the record,
I'm not trying to, like, be friendly.
You brought three people here today. I hope you don't have to say it, not in front of them.
Who's the weakest link?
No.
Oh,
no.
Yes. Who's the weakest link?
Ashley.
Wow.
You're being left behind.
It's because she got scared right then. The other two didn't even get phased. Like, they knew it wasn't them.
I thought you were going to say
I thought I was going to be mad at first. Till she was like, and I'm like, oh, damn, she definitely out.
I thought it was going to be like, Ashley has short legs. Like, just got to, like,
No. See, no. She light. She light. She small. She zombies hear shit. It's Matt. It's like, he might fuck up. He might fuck up.
It's like,
she might get. I don't know.
This is like, it's
like, I'm gonna be all right regardless.
It's like Ocean's 11. Like, everyone has their job to
right.
do. Like,
no. It's more like Reservoir Dogs ahead of time, and I know that only two of us gonna make that out of here, and the rest of everybody's gonna get fucked. But I'm trying to be the one at the end. We friends though, till that happens.
Man. So, all right, let's go back to Chattanooga.
Yeah, you like the Power
which is
tattoo?
Unlike what Usher ever does.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Chattanooga. And so
he's gonna get so mad at me.
He's gonna be like, leave Usher the fuck alone.
Usher should come on this podcast and talk about it. Is the point? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we'll do a live episode from Chattanooga.
So you're born there. You go through elementary school, middle school, high school before you're even rapping.
I went to say middle school is Usher. Delwood. Shout out.
Shout out Delwood.
I saw your yearbook picture. 8701 motivated me to get here. This is like a diss and like a prop up because he don't get enough props either.
Did you
was he the first person to make it out of Chattanooga that you were like, oh, okay?
Yeah, I knew about Usher before I knew Samuel Jackson was out of Chatt.
Yeah, really?
Because, you know, he's a singer and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, Reggie White's from Chatt too.
Really?
You don't even know who Reggie White is.
Yeah, Packers?
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Panthers?
All right. Well, you know, you don't know what Game of Thrones and Walking Dead is.
No.
First of all, we do know what Game of Thrones is.
We watched all six seasons in like a
no
week.
Time. Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Killed it. With those guys having made it out, were you like, the plan is to get the hell out of here?
The plan was to go to college.
And we're you went to Middle Tennessee.
State University. They had the great communications program at the time, like number two.
And did you want to get into communications?
I wanted to be an engineer. I wanted to be a recording engineer.
Oh, really?
Sorry, your dream didn't come true.
Because I had to take two math classes, and I was like, fuck that.
Two math classes?
Yo.
Whack.
I wasn't about that shit.
No.
So when you went to, first of all.
That sounds so uncommitted. I just really wasn't. I'm really not, like, I'm disinterested in, like, imaginary numbers and shit. Except, like, now that, like, for whatever reason, shit that happens in real life, like, I understand imaginary.
Right
numbers,
now, you're like, one,
one X, two X, yeah.
Three.
It all makes sense.
So
now.
Much, yeah. So, when you went there, did you share a dorm room with someone?
This guy, Cody Ware.
Cody?
Cody used to
where
sip.
Where was he from?
Cody was from, I don't know where he was fucking from, middle of nowhere, fuck.
Like, mountain
somewhere.
Dude?
Like, nah.
Was he from, like, an hour away from
he
you?
Was, like, one of those kids who probably, like, lived in, like fucking a small ass backwood ass town, but wore like emo outed like goth boots, all black, everything.
Oh,
if you find me on Facebook, you can find no videos of Cody. Real shit, for real. Cody's a funny dude. He used to sip in him. He's sitting in his room, sitting in our room. I come in the middle of the night. He'd be drinking a whole thing of Jaeger, bro, like a whole thing. And I'm like, what is that? Cough medicine? And he's down it. He's been in. You want to go smoke, man? I'm like, hell yeah. Let's do that shit.
Did you guys share a refrigerator?
No.
He kept his, like...
Because I'm very serious about my drinks.
Really?
I don't touch my shit, yeah.
What are your drinks?
I was really, really heavy on, like, cherry Fanta during the time for whatever reason, because it was the first time I really had, like, a large quantity of refund money to, like, spend on myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So you just went nuts on cherry
Pop-Tarts. Everything cherry. Cherry Pop-Tarts, cherry Fanta, cherry Coke. Cherry shirts, cherry shoes, pause.
Cherry everything. Like, what are you doing, like, during college if you're not into math class?
You use your refund money and you flip it. And you flip it into studio time. You buy studio time with your refund money.
Where is Middle Tennessee anyway?
Right next to Nashville.
Okay. Oh, so do you go to Nashville for your studio time?
No, you go in between the
Music City?
Of Antioch and Smyrna, where people build little studios that have really good quality.
How are you getting out there? You have a car?
Yeah, I had a car, bro. I had a 95 Honda Civic.
Woo! Great resale value.
Yeah. Very, very
if it
sturdy.
Still works. Yo, people try to buy this shit. They come to my mom's house and like try to like really give racks for it. I'm trying to drop a really good project and sell it.
Did you? Well, are you going to upgrade it? Are you going to
No, they want to buy it how it is. It don't work. It don't run. Somebody don't really came on mine with like $40,000 cash.
It doesn't work. It's been sitting there. Do you start the engine?
No, it don't work.
Oh, it's
it got spider webs in it. Oh, roach buttons in it.
Yo, don't tell. Don't. This is no.
What does that help? I don't know.
It's perfectly fine.
No, yeah. They come and go want to buy it. Fuck.
Wait,
up.
Because it's yours?
Because it's mine.
Oh, gotcha.
Wait, yeah. What?
Sylvia, the car Sylvia. Names.
Yeah, yeah.
On the front.
But like, your fans are sort of young.
But they
as long as they're 16.
I get enough DMs, bro, in my
I'm just
shit
wondering
of
where
people
they got
who pull up to my mom's shop. I got older fans and shit, bro. I got people on me thinking like I have fans in Africa and shit.
Wait, your mom's shop?
My mom has a hair salon.
Okay, right, yeah.
So they like people like stalk me and like find like where I live, where my mom's at, and they'll like
that's tweet how we it. Found you.
When they you feel me? When they ride through Chattanooga,
we have
$40,000
like, for your car.
Feel me? Yeah. And I'm here, baby. That's all it took was a little convincing.
Yeah, where's the car though?
You gotta go there. I'm here for the money. You gotta just go get them.
So you have your car, you're going to like smaller studios outside of Nashville.
Yeah. And then I dropped out of college because I didn't want to do math. Mm-hmm. And they sent me a letter that said, if you didn't want to do math and if you're not going to improve your GPA because you keep flunking out of this one class, like I had to go do a, what's it called?
Summer school.
No, a panel. You got to talk to a panel and tell them why you should still be in college twice because I flunked out of math.
How'd you do the first time?
Did great. Second time, not so good.
Okay.
You had to tell a panel.
It's like a parole board?
Yeah.
I went pitch them on you staying there.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, I got these aspirations, these ideas. I was just like, I hate this class, though, but I promise I'm going to do it again.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then I just didn't go. I just did the same shit. I took the money and flipped it again. And like, then I went to Chat State and did the same shit.
Chattanooga State. Back home.
I went home because community college would give me more money to flip.
So you could live at home
and
commute to school.
Mm-hmm.
And so at what point do you start rapping?
I was rapping the whole time.
Rapping the whole time. And then
I kept rapping. I was rapping as soon as I recorded my first shit as soon as I graduated high school.
But so you had never recorded like a full project before.
Until I moved out here. I mean, moved to LA. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And by that point, you had already signed to TDE.
Mm-hmm.
So what did they heard when...
A project's worth of shit that just weren't like organized.
Gotcha.
It's not like I didn't have like songs. I just didn't have an organized... I didn't know how to organize. Like, I just graduated from college.
Right.
Like, now. I'm realizing now.
Right, you weren't good at math.
What you get... I'm great at math. No. What you
see, I'm not good at their math.
I'm great at math. Trust me. Like, you don't graduate until you really get, like, organizational skills. So you know how to handle yourself by yourself. You know what I'm saying? I'm realizing that's some graduation shit. Like, people who've graduated from college know how to get from A to Z. Mm-hmm.
Did you drop out before you got that call from TDE?
Yeah.
So, number one... What did your mom think when you were like, yeah, no more school?
She was like, I'm finna take you to the electrician's place and you're finna sign up and you're finna be an intern. You're finna learn how to be an electrician.
Like
an apprentice.
You're about
an apprentice,
to get into the union and
And she was like, if you're gonna stay with me, you gotta be an apprentice.
You said,
I was like, all right. And then we smoked a blunt on the way there and I went filled it out. And then before I could do that, I started working at Forever 21. And then I worked at Van Hughes and the shirt place and all that shit. And
where?
In Chattanooga. I got a call from Dave one day on a random, talking shit in my ear, man. I'm like, is this really Dave?
Wait, hold up. First of all, you got to be near the microphone.
Oh, my bad, yeah. My bad. I got laid back.
No, okay, wait. So you're working at Forever 21, like folding clothes, like working the racks?
They had me walking the floor. They had me there. I'm like, for what? It was like, just be cute. Be a cute little boy.
For real. You're just representing.
Wait, is that like the Abercrombie, like they stand outside sort of thing?
No, they had. It's a girl that did that at Forever 21, but she kind of just like, I wasn't cute enough. Pause.
To stand outside.
So you got to be.
You were cute enough to walk up and down the aisle.
You have to say hi to people.
I mean, I gotta help them if they need help. Other than that,
but they ask you for help.
You
never volunteer help.
I gotta just walk up.
You sound like a terrible employee. I don't understand.
I didn't work there
alone,
bro.
Thank God that Dave called.
No. Yeah. I said, fuck that
what
shit.
What are
no.
your skills?
My girlfriend came
know.
In to work. No,
if a person talks
my
to me.
Son's
I might
mom,
do something.
My son's mom came in on the day of fucking Black Friday, and I just did Black Friday. And imagine how that is in the mall at Forever 21.
I mean, it's awful.
And like,
it's
I was
terrible.
Getting off. I was getting off, and she was like, I'm finna go get something to eat, and I'm finna go buy this eighth, and I want to make out. And I'm like,
yo, she had her shit down.
I'm like, I'm finna quit. You bout it? And she was like, I got some money. I'm like, for like next month? She was like, so you find a job? Yeah. I was like, I walked to my manager and quit.
Wait, like, what'd you say?
I'm like, I don't really want to work here no more.
And he was like, it's okay, because you don't really work here anyway.
I was like, all right, so then I bounced. And then,
did you go to the food court?
Yeah, I probably got some food. I did. I was checked there. I went and got paid today. I got paid today.
And?
Yeah, went and got some food.
What's the spot in the food court?
It's not. I go and grab. You know how people have chicken and shit handed up? I go and take the whole bitch.
Like a McChicken.
No, when they have like the little Chinese restaurants
yeah.
on the sticks. Yep. They have a plate.
Like samples?
I'll grab the plate.
The whole plate?
Grab the fucking plate.
That's
the fuck.
That's awesome. Like we would do.
You gotta have nuts, man.
Listen. When we would go to the mall, it was like you work your way around.
You
like
this
one from one.
See this? You see this? It's double shot espresso, all black coffee. It's a real man right here. No sugar.
Wow. I think that's a brag. I don't know if that's a brag. Is that a brag?
Sip it.
No, I don't.
So wait. So
also, I know you're very protective of your drink, so that seems like a setup.
You feel me? You don't know what's gonna happen after that. You know what I'm saying? We might get to a fight for no reason. It's like, this niggas ain't crazy.
So you quit.
Yeah.
You quit straight up. You're like, I'm in the middle of my shift, not coming back.
Yeah.
Oh my god, who filled your spot of walking around the floor?
I don't fucking know. They were probably understaffed because they sure hit me up like, come back.
But you were like, that's it. It's done. How long is the time period between quitting and getting that call?
I went and got another job like the next day.
Oh, you did? Oh, so you were
electrician?
Like,
I'm retarded.
Yeah, Eric.
I went and got a job at Van Hughes in another clothing place, except I was just packing up clothes, and then I was working with my dad. You know, listen to my music. You know, me and my dad don't have the greatest relationship. Mm-hmm. So standing side by side with my dad packing shirts was not the most enjoyable thing to do every day. So I quit that shit, too.
Yeah.
And then I went and lived in Nashville and, again, got back to working. I slept under my friend's bed. 6 months, 7 months, something like that. And I got a call from Dave after a while.
Now, how do you know that it's really Dave?
Because he says it's Dave Free. Hey, it's Dave Free.
Right, but I mean, like, look.
Because somebody told me that Dave Free was going to call me.
Oh, you got a heads up.
Yeah.
Who told you that?
My nigga Tenji. My homeboy Tenji.
Mm-hmm.
Tenji's the nigga.
Yep.
Don't ever let him tell you not.
Yeah.
And so, okay, you get that call, and what does Dave tell you?
He like,
I'm going to change your life. Wait, get on the bus.
Actually, what happened was, Tenji was like, I'm going to fly you out to L.A. and I'm going to introduce you to Jimmy Iovine, and he's going to love you, and I'm going to introduce you to this guy.
Wait, was he doing the hotline
bling dance?
Yeah. Wait,
which phone is he on?
Both. And he was like, I'm going to love you. You know what I'm saying?
You're like Kevin Gates.
And I'm like, hell yeah. I'm like, hell yeah. I'm telling my mom, I'm like, mom's going to go meet Jimmy Iovine. She was like, who's that? I'm like, he got something to do with Dr. Dre. I don't know what he do.
You know the guy who put Bono on your phone?
Yeah.
That's him. That's him. Yeah.
Oh.
No. All right. Anyway.
Anyways, I end up going out there and meeting like some guys from like Atlantic.
Wait, so you know, you jumped on a plane. You went out to L.A.
I met some guys from L.A.
First time in L.A.?
First time in L.A.
What's that like?
I had a pack of Black & Miles.
Cool.
It was depressing.
Oh, really?
It's very stressful.
Immediately.
Very stressful.
Because this is a moment that could seemingly
make or break my life.
Yeah.
Because at that time, you know, the girl who I'd quit Forever 21 with, I got her pregnant by that time.
Yeah. Oh, so
I was like, fuck.
Stakes are raised.
It's real now. You should have stayed your ass in Forever 21. You could have been manager by now. Or at least you should have stayed your ass in college. That's what you should have did.
A lot of opportunities.
But I got two kids, so, and they're awesome.
Well, yeah. But so she's pregnant with the first one then, right?
Yeah.
And you go out to L.A. and you have meetings set up for you?
I had like a couple like little label meetings or whatever, and I just went and, like, you know, I was on some real believing in myself, I can convince anybody whatever type of shit. So I just went on like a whoever I was in front of, I just told them the same shit. I just told them real. It was like I'm like, I just want to make music type of shit.
Yeah.
And then I ran into Dave, like I was talking about Bodega Louie. I was with Tunji. He was like, I'm gonna introduce you to one more person. And I'm like, I don't really want to meet nobody. And because Tunji gave me like a quarter of weed, and I never had a quarter of good weed before, so I was fucking like
gone.
So I'm like feeling like my eyes like this type of shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to the bathroom, and I'm like, bruh, I'm like, Tunji's trying to get me to talk to Big Sean right now. Like, I do not want to. I'm like, I'm too amped for this. And then he like, yo, I'm Dave Free. And I'm like, that's Kendrick's manager.
Yeah, what did he do with Big Sean?
I'm like, oh, fuck. So I go back to the bathroom. I'm like, that's Dave Free. Fuck. Okay. And then he just give me advice, right? And it's like the calmest shit. I feel like he ran game on me. Like he heard my shit prior and was like, I'm a. Cause I know how he negotiate now. And he know what he want. So I'm like, this nigga probably knew he wanted to sign me and was like, I'ma just be cool with this young nigga and like just flex on him with the easiest shit. Cause he didn't tell me nothing exciting when we were sitting with each other. He was like, man, you a cool dude, da blah. I'm gonna take your number, blah blah blah, da da da. You know what I'm saying? Just stay up. Mm-hmm. Just make sure you stay on it. And then call me, it's like to sign me 2 days later. So like,
were you still in LA?
No, I was at home. I'm like, nigga, why you let me go home for? And then it was like, all right, I'm gonna talk to the big homie. We're gonna fly you out. That was the longest 2 weeks of my life, nigga. I'm sitting on it. Nigga, the longest 2 weeks of my life.
Wait, what did you do in those 2 weeks?
Rap and hit up Tenji's phone about if Dave was really for real. Hit up Dave's phone like, bro, you really gonna bring me out here? Like, I'm telling my mama that TD bringing me out to LA.
Do you tell people about that, or do you keep it to yourself?
No, you tell Dave you didn't tell nobody.
No, but like, and you tell everybody. You
tell everybody, and you tell Dave you didn't tell nobody, and you tell everybody not tell nobody, and make sure they don't tell Dave, and that's it, and that's it. And then like you wait, and if it don't happen, then you look like a dumbass,
right?
Who got set up, and then but if it happened, you look like a hero, and trust me, I've seen somebody like fly out to LA like getting catfished.
Really?
Yeah, I saw somebody fly out to LA like thinking they was talking to us before. Somebody pulled up to my house, knocked on the door, and was like, I'm looking for Top. And I'm like, the fuck? I'm like, Top don't live here. How you get that? Somebody catfished him.
Damn.
Like flew from like London type shit.
That sucks.
Yeah. Don't play with these people's dreams.
Thank God the people, you know, that you wanted to see out in LA really saw you.
Did you sign them?
Bro, I
is
gave
that
Shorty
Schoolboy Q?
No, I gave Shorty directions to the airport and to talk to somebody because I'm like,
oh, that sucks.
I'm like, that sucks. Yeah.
When you sign the paperwork and you're officially TDE,
Dave bring out the Ace of Spades and you pop that shit. For real, you pop that shit. You bring out the Ace of Spades, you pop it, and you just bask in it. Like, damn. And then you fuck up 2 years of your life, and then you come back with the best project niggas I never had.
All right, what are those 2 years?
Huh? After Sylvia, I went through just a real bad depression. It might be kind of downer to talk about. We all happy.
Nah, man, you know.
I went through a real bad depression, and I didn't really know what I want to do in my life type of shit. I go through these things where, you know, they expect you as a rapper, you're supposed to, like, I'm supposed to, since I've been wanting to do this since I was 12, when I'm 28, I'm supposed to still have that same passion. And so, like, at 25, being like, I'm still really good at rapping. I still love rapping. But it's like, at 30, I might want to do what Dave do. I might want to do what Ashley do. And I might want to be better than them. Or I might want to do both, what I'm doing and all this type of shit. Or do what you do. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's about, like, just like not caging yourself in. But, like, kind of. But if you don't do what you're supposed to do in one end, you can't do shit else.
Right.
So if you've been fucked up off tour or just not focusing on how you're supposed to do it. Sometimes you can listen to people too much. You can, like, listen to advice too hard. Like, I'm the type of person to take advice too hard. And I'll take it so hard that I'll be stagnant. Mm-hmm. And so that on top of my own self-doubt, like, alcohol, pill popping, all that shit. It's like, a bad place for, like, a year and a half until I got out of that shit.
What helped you get out of that?
About having to go home for real, for real.
You it's had to different. Get back to Chattanooga.
It's different when you gotta, like, this is the thing. If I'm on a tear and I'm doing good, and if I be like, yo, I'm trying to go home, they'll be like, you can go. But they'll be like, don't go home, no. When they told me to go home, like, you need to take a break. I knew it was a wrap. I knew I was finna get dropped. And it was like, I got like.
It was that close?
Yeah, I almost got dropped like twice, two, three times.
And so you stayed in LA?
Mm-hmm. I stayed in Top's house.
Wait. So then the person from London was there at the right house.
Not.
You turned them
Top
away.
Top got a lot of houses. Talk about a lot of houses. Yeah.
But wait, so, all right, so you were in this, you know, dark place. Were you recording at the time, too?
It got into this weird groove of trying to make songs.
Right, and you just couldn't
get
to that place.
See, I don't do that anymore. Like, if I go to the studio, I can book a studio in a day, and I'm not going to try to make a song. I'm going to drink some coffee, maybe smoke a cigarette or whatever, some blunts. I'm going to record. I'm not going to try to do anything. I'm going to record.
Mm-hmm. So where were you when the XXL cover happened? I mean, like, where were you, like, mentally?
Yeah. I was hating that shit.
Yeah.
You didn't see my facial expression on that shit? Yeah. All them pictures and shit.
I thought it was Photoshop.
And I was so heavy. Look, I'm so, like, I've been, like, I'm such this type of dude, like, in a XXL shit, like, I'm thinking, like, I got to be fresher. I got to be fresher, whatever. So Dave, like, Dave say some, like, regular shit, and like I said, I take shit too seriously. He like, I like this sweater, so I put the fucking sweater on, and now I'm in there with a fucking black and white sweater and a purple background for no reason for the rest of my life, all because I'm like, I should do. He didn't even tell me to do it. He was just like, I like it. Mm-hmm. And I just ran with it, like, not thinking for myself, like, feeling too pressured and shit. So, like, it was just a really bad time. I really wanted to, I wasn't going with the theatrics I wanted to do. Like, I thought what would make me pop if I would have just walked up there with a spork. I could have stood in front of them niggas with a spork and everybody would have got it. And then I would have won.
First of all, great idea.
See, that's what I should have did. You feel me? But I was too caught up in my shit that I'm like, sweater's better.
The next time, spork.
Can't be a freshman twice, baby.
Well, I bet you could. You can get held back.
Damn, you really?
Yeah.
Is that what we should be campaigning for? It's like, I've been out for 2 years. Like, just throw me on the next year. Like, let's bring back the physical copies for Isaiah, 2017. Freshman.
Yo, go at it with the spork.
Yeah, we, do you remember Charles Hamilton?
Yeah, don't say remember, though.
Well, come on.
That's like part of a punchline when you say remember.
Well, so when he was first bubbling, we were doing these sketches, like SNL type sketches, with all these rappers, from Cameron to Bun B to just everybody, right?
But we had Charles Hamilton up here like a bunch of times. The joke was that he like was our third roommate at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tight. Yeah. It's kind of funny.
But then obviously he went through what he went through. And his management at the time was like, hey, would you be interested in doing something? Or we reached out. There was some sort of like mutual sort of agreement.
Yeah.
And we had the idea.
To do Charles Hamilton asking to be on the freshman cover again because he had been held back. He had like a horrible like few months.
Yeah. And so we did this whole appeal, and it was a great video on his behalf. So it can be done.
Yeah.
It
can be done.
It hasn't been done yet. Yeah. But it can be done.
It didn't get him on the cover.
That's right.
But,
yeah.
Y'all probably didn't help him right then. At the moment. On like some social shit, it probably like
we did. No,
y'all might have helped.
We did a lot.
I think
we did a lot.
Let's say y'all didn't help him. I don't mean like that. I mean like help. I mean like on some like half of those people took it as like him being dead ass. Probably.
I mean,
well, I think that
people
like,
who didn't come from your traffic, people who just came from Charles Hamilton traffic, going along with the storyline. Probably was like, this guy's crazy.
I think that Charles was in a place where, he had to sort of look at everything that had been going on with some sort of sense of humor.
Right.
So, like, he had to sort of reestablish himself as, like, hey, like, I know, like, I've had, like, a weird few months, but I'm back, and, like, it's okay to laugh about it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I got to laugh at my shit. Heavy.
Heavy.
Like seeing my, like, knowing, I did a lot of stupid shit, bro.
Like, working at Forever 21?
No.
Very like, stupid, yeah. Yeah.
No, that was a good experience, bro. That was, like, I like the fact that I would have regular-ass jobs. And like, I can walk up to somebody and they'd be like, yo, I did that shit. Because when me being a rapper, they just think, they expect struggle story, and I got the struggle story. If I want to tell it, I don't really talk about it too much. I don't like talking about, like, how hard growing up was, because I got an active imagination, so everything was lovely to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, reality, you know what I'm saying? I got the struggle story, because I'm black by default. And then I got the come-up story, or
right.
Like almost come-up story. I just need the success.
But you know what, though?
Yeah, but even then, like, you know, I think that it's interesting, you know, all the twists and turns. Like, nothing's ever a straight path. It's like
exactly
you always
right.
Say.
And I think, too, we love 2 Chainz' story, right? Like,
he's tight.
But he made it, like, late in rapper life, right?
Yeah.
Like,
you're not supposed to blow it, like, 28 and 29, 30.
But also, like,
35.
He went through it. Like, you look back at, like, Chappelle's show, and he's standing in the back while Ludacris is performing, and he's just, like, one of the guys with I-20 and
I love, bro Titty Boy's verse on We Got Them Guns. Him and Chingy killed that shit.
Yo,
for
listen.
Real, bro, Chingy had some flows for a minute.
No, for sure.
It's like, when it happened, it just happened.
It just, you had to choose sides, and Nelly was the guy.
Nelly. Why did I even give a fuck about Chingy and Nelly, like, beefing? Like, why did I care? Is why did like, I want Nelly to win so bad?
Because you're from the Midwest.
No. It's like you just like conflict. It's not even about it. It was like, oh, city.
Yo,
I had never been to St. Louis.
No, you're right, though.
You know what? I still ain't been to St. Louis.
Still?
I think I've been on it. It's like at a Q show.
Yo, Dave, fix that.
I know, yeah.
What's it called? I was just talking about this today. One of the most overlooked best hip-hop beefs ever.
That was the tightest shit ever. Yo, Dave, fix that.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, Top, get on the phone. Or get Top on the
damn,
phone.
Damn, right? that's a sequel.
Yeah. Yo, Dave, fix that.
I'm a writer. Yo, Dave, fix that.
Yeah. But I love Soulja Boy going at Bow Wow.
Bow Wow?
Yeah.
Bow Wow goes behind him?
Yeah.
It's over for you. Dude, you saw the one with the sound effects?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
And then they kept running like, fuck. Damn, with all the exclamation points.
We was watching that shit like yesterday.
Dum, dum.
Yes, dum, dum. It's over for you. Dum, dum.
Because the beef was predicated around the fact that first
funniest,
it started on Madden.
Funny as shit.
Yeah.
It started funniest. On Madden, and then they were like, hey, you've got a fake rented Lamborghini.
Like, what?
And then Bow Wow was standing in front of his pinball like machines or whatever.
Like 4 dudes, and he's like laughing
he's
behind
like,
him.
Oh, my registration's right here. You can't fake this. You can't fake this. And it's like, damn. Like, dun dun. It's amazing.
It's like, that nigga's too lit. Bow Wow's been too lit.
No, it's amazing.
Also,
now
he had trouble starting his Lamborghini.
Put everything in your mom's name.
But 2 Chainz makes it later in life, right? Like, yeah, not everyone's going to hit at that moment. Sometimes you just need, like, the world to catch up with you.
Absolutely.
And so, like, I think expectations that were put on you by yourself, yeah, by whoever it was, by the XXL cover, whatever.
When the world get past the fact that I got dreads and my hair ain't red or like purple or blue or some shit.
It could be.
Nothing stopping you.
Yeah. Because I wouldn't look like me.
Your mom is a hairdresser.
I know.
You can make it happen.
I don't really fit that shit though. Mm. They ain't some shit that excite me. I dyed my hair because I fucked my hair up one time. I fucked my hair up and made my dreads gray. With like sleeping somewhere.
Sorry. First of all, sort of dope look.
No.
Now it is.
Wait, what were you attempting to do?
When you got hair like this, you're supposed to wrap it up.
Yeah.
So like I had to cut 4 inches of my hair off. Okay. My hair was like down on my face.
No, but the gray part.
Oh, because sleeping on like pillows or sheets or whatever, covers, like basic cotton, wherever I roll around in, dog, gets wrapped into this shit. Yeah. And like when I wash it, it like comes out the end. So I had a whole bunch of coconut oil from Q-Tour. I started dreading my shit for real, and I do it myself, and I had a gang of like maybe like 3 ounces of coconut oil just in my head.
It's your own fault.
Yeah, so I had to like
you should know better.
I didn't know. It was my first time with it.
So you cut 4 inches off your hair?
Yeah, recently.
Damn. Yeah,
it's like a death in the family.
I mean, when Just Blaze and Busta cut their
death in the family.
But they kept them.
Yeah.
They kept them in plastic bags and everything.
Yeah, my mom burnt that shit.
Oh.
And lit the blunt with it.
Really?
Yep, she said, this your 2 years of bad juju. The 2 years that we been talking about the whole time.
Yeah.
My mom, right before we turned in the project, my mom cut my hair off and burnt that shit.
How dope is that?
It was voodoo as fuck.
No, but yeah.
But it was tight though.
And you feel good afterwards?
I've been feeling good ever since.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What would happen?
I need that to happen to me.
I know. What would happen if you cut the rest of your hair off and burned it?
I think I'd have been on some Samson shit when I lost my superpowers.
So yeah. So the hair you have is gonna stay, but you're just gonna stay away from doing the coconut oil yourself. Yeah.
Wait. So you were just Kendrick just brought you out.
FYFF.
How was that?
She was lit.
That just like?
I forgot some words to Free Lunch because I met Lady Gaga first. I got this ill cut on my thigh.
Wait, what?
I didn't show you if it wasn't paused as fuck.
Okay.
But she she walked up right before I got on stage, and like, you know, she's humble as shit. So she's like, I'm Gaga, and I'm like,
by the way,
I'm
don't know anything about that's amazing.
Like, I'm Isaiah Rashad. I love you on American Horror Stories. Oh my god! And then you slide that you know her music. Uh-huh. You tell her she's a good actress first, and then you tell her that you like.
That's what she wants to hear.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And you trying to get them draws.
Yeah.
Anyway, but fucking. You do that shit, and then, like, I get off stage, like, and she like, hell yeah. She's like, yeah, good job. And I'm like, it's like seeing Oprah do this. And I'm like, hell yeah. And I, like, hug her, hit a cool nigga walk, and then go behind the curtain, and then totally fall over everything, like, running. Like, I'm like, oh, shit, I met Lady Gaga. And fall off stage, behind stage. I'm glad nobody heard it or saw it. He got it on camera, though.
You know that has to come out.
I know, thank God. Wait, so, okay, you have a new project now.
Yep, The Sun's Tirade, September 2nd, 2016.
And you're feeling...
I'm feeling good, feeling great.
That's...
How are you?
Yeah.
Feeling great, feeling good.
So how that's...
You did it too early.
I know. Yeah. But I didn't know that we were going to really, like, go into it.
You got to know... See, now you know what type of person I am. You know it was going to happen.
Right, Game of Thrones.
You read the
I'm there.
Cliff Notes.
But, okay, so the new project, what are you aiming to do with it? Like...
I'm aiming to... get people more familiar with me and to keep it that way. I'm not taking like a 2-year break. Not taking a 2-month break. Not taking a 2-week break. So
is this for Chattanooga?
This is for the squad.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like Lady Gaga.
This is for the squad.
Dumb.
Everybody exactly. down for
Cody.
Me. Everybody's
is it Cody? For Cody.
It's for both Cody's. Cody Ware and Cody Jordan.
Whoa.
Mm. You don't even know who Cody Jordan is, but he's very important.
Sure, don't. I also don't know who Cody Ware is, but I know
he's
of
very,
him.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cody Ware is the roommate.
Roommate. Yeah. Cody Jordan is the producer.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Thank God for
now
Cody.
Now we do know.
Yep.
Wait, so you brought all the producers back from the first?
All my friends have become producers, and they all produced on this project. Like, all of my real friends.
That's dope. Are all of them ready to go to war with you should the zombie apocalypse happen?
They strapped up. We gonna shoot some. Yeah.
thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Is your racks? Do I get to keep the racks?
All yours.
Yeah, sure do.
All yours.
Man, you got the bag? We need a 2 Chainz bag.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Secure that bag.
You,
yeah.
You had to. You picked up the coffee.
What's the quote? Dave's got to handle it. What is it? Like,
oh, yeah.
Dave, fix that.
Yeah, Dave, fix that. Yo, thanks so much. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this week's episode of A Waste of Time with It's the Real Jeff. If people want to find out more about us, if people want to find out more about this podcast, if people want to find out our hours at Marriott, where can they go?
You can find us off of Exit 17 on the New Jersey Turnpike, are spray painting Ramada Sucks with 3 X's.
Believe it.
We can also be found on SoundCloud.com/A Waste of Time and iTunes if you search for A Waste of Time with It's the Real. You can also watch all of our episodes on fullscreen.com/It's the Real.
Please do that.
You can also go on Twitter, It's the Real. Mm-hmm. Instagram, It's the Real. Mm-hmm. SoundCloud, I already said, It's the Real.
No.
That's for our music.
That is for our music. Go there too.
Yeah, why not? Sorry, this is really confusing. All right. Facebook, It's the Real. Snapchat is what I meant to say. Yeah. That's at It's the Real and It's the Real Eric because It's the Real was taken.
Listen, this podcast is not going to survive if we're not talking about it, if we're not yelling about it, if we're not spray painting it. So please, go tell a friend about this podcast. It's the only way that the word will spread. Jeff, which friend would you like to tell?
I want to tell OG245 on Twitter.
Yo, he's a loyal listener.
He is. He says, please shout me out every week. And this is the first time we're shouting him out.
Wait, so what'd you say all the other weeks?
I said, what's up? You know, just... I don't know.
Yeah.
And so he's from Boston. I did not see him when I was in Boston, I don't think.
Okay.
When I went to school there for 4 years.
All right.
So he had his chance.
You know what?
But we'll see him soon.
OG245.
OG245.
Cool. Yeah. Shout out to him.
Do you have a friend?
I would like to shout out Estelle.
Oh, whoa. A real life friend.
Estelle, whose birthday it is this week.
Oh, whoa. Virgo season. All ladies free before midnight.
Happy birthday to Estelle. Estelle, who had a good year last year, is going to have a great year this year and the best year yet. Happy birthday to Estelle. Jeff, would you like to do this again next week?
Yes.